by decision.
We're going to do the yours now.
All right, Neil Heatherly.
Neil Heatherly. Nerd is the word. I wrote. I talked to Jeff about this.
Let me know.
You know, I wonder if there's a way. I always say, for something to get a laugh, we have to know what we're laughing at and why we're laughing. And you know, you create that tension with the N word. I'm wondering how long you want to hang on to that. You can. How long do you want to hang on to that? Because I think you should. You can play with that, but what's so funny to me is that you say, no, not that. Why would I do that? You know what I mean? To me, it's like, hit me with your introduction again. Let me just hear it out loud.
I'm here today to talk to you about an abusive, offensive, and overused word. It's the N-word. I once got a black eye for calling someone the N-word, even though he was the biggest N-word in school.
Now, you know what's funny about this? I'll tell you, this introduction, I think you've got a great speech.
Thank you.
And I really like it. I think your introduction does not... I would rework the introduction. Introductions are the easiest thing in the world to work. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
It's because, first off, the N-word is, you could say it's abusive, overused for nerd, but it's not abusive, overused, the other N-word. So it lies in this weird tension that I'm not, you know, I'm not grooving on. I always say this. It's not like I kept thinking like, your introduction, like we came up, you would not believe when she gets us, hey, when you get your, we came up with the best closer. I mean, she has like a killer closer now.
Really?
Because, oh, it's going to be killer if she commits to it and writes it out and memorizes it. And I don't know that I always say, give yourself something big and bold and memorable, because it will then set something up, you know, that you'll be able to really play off of in the end. Let me not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Thank you.
I think you
still use the vehicle. Say, you know, I've got an N word. I've got an N word for you. It's not the one you're thinking. You know, just go,
yeah.
It seems to me like the
spirit of this evening, as far as with the intros and stuff goes, is making it more immediate. You know what I mean? It's more conversational, more.
Yeah.
I guess less.
I'm here with you. We're
less essay, more.
Yeah, less essay, more dynamic. I call it putting jangle, you know, it's like unpredictable rhythms into the speech. So
I'm wondering.
It all of a sudden becomes an. You know, I will say this: comedy is about dialogue, an assumed dialogue. So if you do it like a speech in a narrative sense, you don't have back and forth.
Yeah. So I'm thinking with his is all about nerds. Sort of coming out of their shell, you know. You don't have to be ashamed to be a nerd anymore, kind of things. What if you could have
gone to a meeting, a proud to be a nerd. Yeah. You know, I just got back from a proud to be a nerd meeting.
You're coming out as a nerd.
You're coming.
Not, yeah,
I like that.
I actually had that exact same idea at the beginning of the season, and I was like, Jake, do you want to do coming out as a nerd, or do you want to do N-word? And he said N-word, and I was like, okay.
Well, the N-word did work.
Yeah. N-word works.
I think it works better for people who have seen the speech.
It's now's the time to change everything up.
I think it works better for people who have seen the speech, because I know, like, the first time I saw it, I think that's probably where you're coming from, but I mean, after everyone's sort of seen it, then we're like, okay, we know what's coming, so it's not so long in that weird place.
You just do it too slow.
I tell you, though, I think coming out is, to me, you can laugh about, I mean, gay is so much more acceptable.
Yeah.
It's so much more friendlier.
Yeah,
it's, what? You know what I mean?
Than a racial slur.
Yeah, than a racial slur. It's just such a, I mean, I just think it's a safer, you know what I'm saying?
How about if you start with your glasses off, you say, I'm coming out, and then you put them on. I'm a nerd.
Exactly. But let's even take it further. I think you gotta put some pin pockets in. You gotta have a protractor. This is like a retro nerd. I understand.
Yeah.
This is an '80s nerd. This is an homage to the past nerd.
He pulls up from his pocket. Well,
that's kind of an interesting commentary, isn't it? That it's even hard to come out as a nerd now because they're so socially acceptable.
Yes.
They're so part of our ethos.
Yeah, the baseball.
The eye.
Yes.
It would be awesome.
What?
We were talking about that Ben Stein commercial where he had the baseball.
Visine in the '90s where he came up with like a...
Well, let's think about that, because that dynamic of coming out, what are the problems with, you know, does he write it from the narrative of saying...
Well, there's also the people who aren't actually nerds, but just identify with nerd culture.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
are they nerds?
Making, like, the metrosexual.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, that's funny. Nerdosexual?
Yeah. Well...
I'm trying to work.
That would just be...
identify, well, a nerd... I would say, let's because I think... Do you write it from the narrative perspective of...
Metro awkward.
That's funny. I like that. Do you write it from the perspective of, I'm very proud of me. You know what I mean? So you start like that.
Yeah.
And this is not easy to do. But, you know, I did it. I came out.
Well, what do you like, the other guy? And then go right to your thing. I know,
right?
But I'm saying we could, like, borrow
came out
from...
I didn't step out halfway.
Not at all.
I can't, and then you need a one, a two, a three.
Yeah.
I came all the way out.
Yeah, there's at least two in every.
And I'm proud.
And set it down right in front of him.
Yeah, other...
Opens it.
That's
two. I came out. He starts, like, taking all his little gadgets out of his briefcase.
Yeah, I think having... Can you... like you're saying, that's a great idea, Sarah. Like having a computer or, like, a little... A nerd kit, you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just like your little nerd kit.
Slip on a calculator watch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Fanny pack.
It ruins our calculator watch.
Suspenders.
Fanny pack.
Is that a nerd?
How about you pull your work card in? You got the fanny pack right there.
Say what?
You could come.
I'm packed. Fanny
pack. You could wear it under the back of it and then just, like, slide.
Oh, that's it. That's
so funny.
There it is. I totally agree.
There it is.
Do this thing. There it is.
Stuff could be in the fanny pack.
And there's stuff in the fanny pack.
What if you've got a lock on the fanny pack and you pull those keys that are on the string, you pull those off of the,
And then you have one of those quarter containers, like when the young ones are screwed up and they pop up. You need three things: glasses with a tape, come into some tape on the glasses. You'll be funny. You'll be funny. I'll just borrow Tom's glasses. No, no, no. You get what I say. Have the big piece of tape on, but have it detachable. So you have them on, it's like, oh, I'm a big nerd, and you're like, oh, come on, what do you think, I'm a nerd? That's so free, that's so free, that's so 80s nerd, right?
Real genius.
I'm a postmodern.
So you first you go to put the glasses on, and then you're like, for the final thing.
This is a real me.
The tape on.
Oh, that's good.
No. Pop the tape, it'll clip on. We can
a clip on, that's right, I like that
I like the I'm packing.
So yeah, all right. So we got glasses. Okay, let's get this down. We got glasses. We've got the attach.
How about the glasses come out of the fanny pack?
We have.
I don't know.
So first, you're unpacking.
I'm coming out. That's not bad. I'm telling you, I'm coming out and I'm packing. Yeah, I'm fanny packing.
Well, the packing is the idea of the packing heat.
Yeah, that's what I'm packing. I still think it's funny. Do the wordplay. I'm fanny packing. I think that's
it's a sexual reference.
Yeah, I was thinking, what else could we?
I'm packing. I'm fanny packing. You need to say I'm fanny. You know, whatever. I'm packing. I'm fanny packing. They're not going to laugh yet. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be like, oh, what's this about? You know what I mean? You got to remember. And I'm coming out.
Maybe you can do that.
Sorry, I gag at bodily functions. I'm sorry, Annie. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's bad, like a gag.
I totally didn't mean to make you do that.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I mean, you're going to spill. It's a scrub suit. I love that movie. I think he's never seen scrubs. We talked a lot about setups
and how important they are. The joke can't be. Okay, it's like nerd. Oh, was that one of your jokes? It's like nerd is the new gay.
Yeah.
That was very funny.
Yeah, too bad I was just here to see that.
No, not quotes. Oh! Here's a joke. Here's a joke. Help me out with this, Charlie. Where are you, my friend? I need you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Man, you guys have been great. I mean, seriously. he needs to go further with the Wikipedia thing. That's so ripe, and he's only got one line for it. Give me, read me your line, your Wikipedia line.
Wikipedia defines a quintessential nerd as a young white male, intelligent but socially and physically awkward.
What I wanted so badly here.
I gotta hear it.
All right. Wikipedia defines a quintessential nerd as a young white male, intelligent but socially and physically awkward, who dresses poorly, has bad hair, wears glasses, and quotes Wikipedia.
Right.
And is named Neil Hathaway.
I got it, I think. Tell me, Charlie. I haven't got the right wording, I got the idea, and then we'll reword it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Nerds not only quote Wikipedia, they write Wikipedia.
Yes.
They count how many Wikipedias that they've altered and changed over a 3-month period, and then they call up their other nerd friend and they compete and they blog about it. That's good.
Yeah.
And they call up their other nerd friend and they Twitter it. I just did my 323rd. Yes. That's what you know what I mean. I just did my 533rd Wikipedia edit, and it was only this month.
Yeah.
You know, for schwa. You know what I mean? You need something like what?
Schwa?
In your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In your face.
Look at my profile, stats.
No, you'll be funny. Oh, no. You can do it. And then you gotta. Yeah, look at my profile, sucka, is what you say?
Profile stats, suck it.
Suck it. Oh, that's good. Look at my profile stats, suck it. I love that. You know what I mean? Oh, by the way, if anybody didn't know, suck it in text is S with a, you know what I mean? Do a text joke.
Yeah.
Suck it in text language. Because, you know, nerds.
The emoticons.
What?
I thought it was called Netlish.
Netlish?
No,
I mean, what is, because that, and you need, I think he needs, like, nerds can text, like, there's language that's so dense, you can't even, there's no words.
Just three letters.
Hyphen.
What's the opposite?
You know, so you need. I think you need a joke where you say,
so.
You know, I was Twittering my friend the other day, and this is what I told him, and you flip it around, and it's basically like hieroglyphics, right?
Yes.
And then, but it actually, for you non-nerds, let me translate.
Yeah.
This says, and I think, oh God, you've got it. No! You ready?
Uh-huh.
He said, this says. Can you suck it? I think you do a callback. It's the easiest thing in the world. Can you suck it? No, that's it. Can you suck it? But do a callback to that.
I think it too. Like what? Another thing that they do is you pretending to be an expert on it and absolutely everything.
Yes.
And pretending like.
Writing a Wikipedia article with no prior knowledge of the subject.
Yeah, or just like. Like, I've just met people, like, where, like, clearly this person is not snowboarding. Clearly this is a person who sits in front of the computer all day, every day. And somebody's talking about snowboarding. And then they chime in as if they're, like, some expert snowboarder or something. Do you know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. I'm trying to think if we can fit something like that in
the form. I think what's clever about it is when you write this, you say, you know, what's great about having a nerd nearby.
Yeah.
Is not only you have access to, you know, unnecessary Wikipedia knowledge. You know, you know, he's good for, you know, this, and this.
I was actually
He's an IMDb expert.
Not to get stuck on the Wikipedia thing.
IMDb.
Yeah,
but
really.
Maybe we could have a series of visual
IMDb,
aids
yeah.
where it's an editing war of his page on Wikipedia. It's like he is constantly going back and correcting these things that his profile. Enemies are writing on his page. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is Wikipedia the nerdiest thing that we can come up with, though?
Wait. It's pretty nerdy. Adding entries onto Wikipedia.
I just don't think people are going to like identify that as being like, oh yeah, that definitely hits it. I don't know.
Oh, I think if you're bragging about the number of edits and entries you have in Wikipedia, you are an uber nerd.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know that people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's just definitely, that's the quintessential nerd.
Well, I agree with that.
It's generally agreed upon that people who actually take the trouble to edit Wikipedia are nerds.
I think you can add more onto it. I totally agree. I was thinking what you're thinking. To me, why aren't you doing a thing in the middle of the speech where your friends are texting you and commenting on some wild nerd discovery that is... imperative. You're like, so it's like you have to stop your speech. You're like, you know, you, It would be cool if you could actually get like a little sound, right? A little text. Oh, sorry. Hold on. One moment. That's where this. What?
You have an iPhone.
I do.
It has the 10. Is it a set time?
I do have the fake call application on there.
What is the worst thing that could happen to a nerd?
But I mean,
you gotta
have that in the speech. The unpredictable.
And they just buzz at you.
And then it's like, I'm sorry.
Look,
I have to. I could do the thing that I do when we're alive where I'm like, ooh, there's a rumbling in my pants.
That's funny. I like that. But then you gotta make it real. My friend Charlie is texting me. We've been having this argument about, and that it has to be a.
Now,
Jake, help me out. What's the uber nerd argument that you want to access?
No, or what about like
cool, I don't.
No, you're like the Oracle of Delphi here. You're your body of all knowing knowledge.
Kirk Picard?
Damn it, somebody's changed all the scientific constants by 0.01 again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it can be very. Can be very out there.
Or what's give me the name of the
role playing games and the.
Give me the name of a PDA.
You know, I use the iPhone.
Use the iPhone. What's that?
The
iPad.
PDA.
You get a text message and you see it and you go, God damn it, the iPad does not sync up with OS or something like that. You know, like something terrible.
Actually, Ryan writes code, so why don't you? I mean, what is the argument between? I think isn't the argument between PC and Mac or a PC PC argument?
Linux.
I mean, it's got to be about the superiority of some system, computer system.
There's a special world. No. I can't remember what it is, but there is. This would be way too. T9. No one would get this.
Good. That's what we want.
No. It's there is an ongoing debate. It's tongue in cheek because even the people participating know it's dumb. But there's a text editor for C. And they're just two different text editors. And people will be like, you know, well, you're a Nazi if you use it. That's what it elevates into eventually, but.
You're a Nazi if you use this particular style of text editor?
It's for like C++. Like it's a compiler and like a debugging.
Ryan writes code, and so he's talking about the inside baseball about arguing about the superior of a certain type of text editor for a particular type of code.
Yeah. Okay, C++
is a code.
But that's, I'm telling you, he's just talked to Ryan. He's your, between you and him, if you can't come up with a funny, you can't, between you two dudes, if you can't come up with a funny, you two write this joke and then show it to your coach.
I just have to throw this out there. It's not quite that nerdy, but I think people might get it, so just like something like that. God damn it, I don't care that Final Fantasy 13 is coming to Xbox 360. Final Fantasy 13 versus is exclusive to PS3.
That's pretty good. Say the final punch again. Fantasy what?
God damn it, I don't care if Final Fantasy 13 is coming to Xbox 360. Final Fantasy 13 versus is exclusive to PlayStation 3.
Is exclusive?
Exclusive, yeah.
So I mean, the only thing I'm missing is, I mean, to make it, to get the nerdy, I think to get the nerdishness of... to get across is that you are in the middle of the argument. So you write it from the middle of the argument. Excuse me. And then you set it up to the audience. I have to text my friend Charlie. We've been having this ongoing... we've been having this ongoing Twitter dialogue. Or is there anything nerdier than... You know,
Twitter?
Twitter's good. We've had this ongoing Twitter dialogue. And I just really need to put this to bed. Right, there's your setup. And then you say it as you do the fake, Charlie, and then between you and Ryan, come up with something, you know, whether it's, I'm telling you, Linux, the superior writing code, the superior software. I'm not gonna do that one. I cannot have that language. Nerds are awesome because I like nerds. Is that just my own thoughts or yours? Nerds are awesome. No, you say nerds are awesome, right?
I threw that in there because I was trying to remember the part that I had just skipped and how to work it in.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I was just trying to come up with words to fill time while I tried to figure out what I'd skipped over, and when I couldn't do it, I moved forward.
Okay. That was funny.
Thank you.
I'm going to beat myself up. It was just a great joke. And I thought that it came as a surprise, but once again, I, 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 What I try to do, guys, I try to pick like one of your best jokes with your best delivery, and then we can even make it better. Because that way, it's going to teach you guys more full throttle commitment. And that's really, if there's any, you know, statement I've been making is like, work on your setups, keep your exposition up tempo and as dynamic as your comedy, because it actually will make your comedy better. Your speech went from funny, funny, funny. I'm talking. We're very serious. There's nothing serious about. You have to commit 100% to attacking this and having as much fun as possible because, in comparison to some of the other topics, it's light.
So you have to
smash it. You have to smash mouth this with it's so funny. It's so enjoyable. That kind of thing.
Yeah, for what it's worth, one of the biggest no laugh parts of this, I'm just gonna replace.
Yeah.
The whole Washington Post thing where I talk about the historical background.
Yeah.
Like that's gone.
I definitely think you need visual. I told Jeff, go get the visual aids for these nerds. They're funny. They're classic. You know, make them more like make them like nerd flashcards. You know, bam, bam, and just have them in front of the table. And then you've got an easy setup joke of like one's not a nerd. It's like it's The Rock. Those are the easiest visual aid jokes in the world.
That would be a good setup actually for the bit that I'm going to throw in there instead of what I was talking about.
Hold on, let me get this out because I haven't got a lot of time. And I think because what's so funny is I think you have nerd, and then you have someone actually. It should be someone who's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that he's like, well, I think he's a nerd. You know what I mean? So it reflects. It's like, if you don't think he's a nerd, well, that's just because you're not a nerd and you don't understand the true perspective and angle of a real nerd. And I can't help you. And I can't help you with that. But The Rock is a nerd. Or,
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. He's not a nerd. He's a douchebag. He's not a nerd, but he's a douchebag. I think, that's even better. A visual aid joke that just has a personal vendetta, right? So it's just a personal, it's like, nerd. Hey, okay, I get it. He's not a nerd, but he's a douchebag, and I just felt like it.
Those are always really funny.
Yeah, and he's like, and I just needed to say it.
Like, Phil has successfully done that in his speech.
Yeah. What? I'm gonna beat myself up. Funny.
Take
Earl. Why not visual aids? Get rid of.
And he stared at somebody.
This is a very simple. I worked with what's his name? It's a comedian who does like the definitive Captain Kirk impression. Right, you're doing Captain Kirk.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. The guy who's always got the commercials.
Oh, Calando's brilliant, but no, it's actually the other guy. I worked with him. He's been in all the movies. You can't handle the truth. He was the little sidekick lawyer that does all the. Columbo. He does the Wild Eye. Pollock. Kevin Pollock. You guys know Kevin.
Pollock?
But anyway, I used to watch him years ago, and when you do Kirk, you always. You have to just use the. He waves. It's just the hand. So because it's great, you've got that voice down, like you're all over it. So just put a hand into it as he talks.
Do you need to shift?
He's always just. Oh, yeah. He's the one. Yeah, right. It's just the one hand gesture.
And then
it's always right. It's always. And you got to just. You got to twitch your head a little bit more. It's just this way. And he calls him the hand actor. It's subtle, but it will actually just accent it a little more.
And I know actually after two times I'm supposed to do Stardate as Picard, but my voice has been sounding too Connery-ish. Stardate, August 18th, 2008. That's the closest I can get to Picard.
That's good enough. Ooh, that's good enough. Just commit more to it.
Okay.
The singing review, I wasn't as sold on, but I just need to get why it fits into the nerd feng shui of the thing.
It's from a song. It's from a song called Pork and Beans. The lyrics of the chorus are, I'm going to do the thing that I want to do. I ain't got a thing to prove to you. I eat my candy with the pork and the beans. Excuse my manners if I make a scene. I ain't going to wear the clothes you like.
I got you. Stop.
It's a very nerdy song.
To me, what's nerdy is
the theme song of nerd.
To me, what's nerdy if you took a popular song off of...
Like a
what's
a
What's the guitar thing that kid?
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you take a popular song off of Guitar Hero that's like your favorite.
Some smoke on the water.
You know what I mean?
And the reason
you know it is because you play Guitar Hero with your other. That's how when you guys have your little parties, you know, to detox when you're done talking about super uber like intellectual things. You know, you guys really know how to. You know,
jam in your band loose. Session from Rock Band.
Yeah,
I'm the lead guitarist.
When we kick back after we've had our Linux, you know, we're done getting together talking about. You know, C sharp and Linux, and you know the definitive. You know what is truly the new code of the future, for which to design the world by. Sometimes we need to break loose, and we jump on Guitar Hero, my favorite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that way he could keep the song, he could keep the nerdiness, and yet the image of him, and he's got a great. I mean, that incongruity would be very funny.
Spray a little.
I think that's it. I mean. I think you've got the easiest speech to add what I call just steroid blast-off humor to. You and you. These speeches are a little... I think your speech is got tons of potential, but it takes a little bit more finesse to get people into it. But now that Charlie and Jeff, I think we got a great angle on it. And lastly... Is your speech?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about it?
Yes.
But your speech... I mean,
yeah, are we